so joyful singing this some golden daybreak. But this is our hope. Here says all battles are won.
我们知道英文里面 battle 和 war 两个字意义不一样。
The word battle versus the word war are different.
我们中文 battle 叫战役。
Battles mean smaller war.
啊, war 和整个的战争。
War is the overall picture.
我们一生免不了失掉打败了几个 battle.
We may lose in different battles.
但我们一定要赢了那个 war.
But we have to win the war.
像我们几十年前美国在越南打仗一样,
just like we were fighting in Vietnam.
每一个 battle 都赢了,
we won every battle.
最后把 war 输掉了,
but we lost the war.
这是完全没有意义的，对不对?
And it seems to be such a meaningless thing to do.
我们却不能这样,
but not for us Christians.
我们输几个 battle 还不要紧了,
it's okay to lose in some battle.
绝对不能失掉了那个 war,
but we can never lose in the war.
到有一天我们把那个 war 赢了,
and one day when we win the war finally,
and
we'll be taken up in the air and meet with the Lord. Let's read a few scriptures together.
我们读加拉太书第三章,
Galatians chapter
3, 3章第8节,
Galatians chapter 3 verse 8.
并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人应信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都比因你的夫。我们再读14节。
And verse 14.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的夫，因基督耶稣可以领导外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许圣灵。 第16节，16，所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，这并不是说众子孙，指的许多人，乃就说你大一个子孙，指的一个人，就是基督。我们读但以理书第2章，
Daniel chapter 2
31节到45节， Verses 31 to 45. 王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前形状甚是可怕。这象的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。 你观看，见有一个被人手凿出来的石头，打在这像半铁半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎，与这金硬铜器泥都一同砸得粉碎，成下边禾场上的糠秕被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这像的石头，变成一座大山，充满天下。我们再读。
44节，
当那六王在位的时候，天上的神必定立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，需要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。 您去看见非人手凿出来一块石头，从山而出，打碎金硬铜器皿，那就是支那的神，把后来必有的事指对王。这准是这样，这讲解也是确实的。我们读路加福音第9章。
Turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第9章，
Luke chapter 9
29节，
Verse 29.
到36节。
36。
正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。忽然有摩西、以利亚两个人从耶稣说话，他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。彼得和他的门徒同伴都打论，既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，因而和他站着的那两个人。当人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得对耶稣说：“夫子，我们在这里真好，可以把三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”他却不知道所说的是什么。说这话的时候，有云彩来遮盖他们，他们进入云彩里就惧怕。那声音从云彩里出来说：“这是。”
Oh my God, children, listen to me.
只见耶稣一人在那里，在那些日子内，门徒不所见的事，一样也不告诉人。我们再读九章五十七节到六十二节。
Then chapter verses
57到六十二节。
To 62。
他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，这是人子没有枕头的地方。”又对他的人说：“跟从我来。”他也说：“主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“跟你死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国。”有
些
人说：“主，我要跟从你，但容我先去处理我家里的人。”耶稣说：“守妇的女向后看的，不配进神的国。”启示录第十九章。
Revelation chapter 19. Verses 4 to 6.
那二十四位长老与四活物就匍匐敬拜坐宝座的神说：“阿们，哈利路亚。”有声音从宝座出来说：“神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。”我们听见好像无群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者作王了。”我们再读二十章四到六节。
Verses 24, verses 4 to 6.
我有看见有几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，有审判的权柄赐给他们。我有看见那些因给耶稣做见证，并为神知道被沾者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，那在额上和手上受过那印记之灵的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年，这是头一次的复活。其余的死人还没有复活，等他一千年完了，这头一次复活有份的，有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。我们最后读十二章。
Lastly, chapter 12.
十二章九到十一节。
Verses 9 to 11.
大龙就是那毒蛇，又叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑诸天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。我听见在天上有大声音说：“我神的救恩能力之路，并把基督的权柄现在都来到了。 因为他在我们神面前周日控告我们弟兄的已经快摔下去了，弟兄胜过他，请刀两个血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命，他们虽至于死也不爱惜魂生命。
Jesus, they do not love their soul life so much as to shrink from death.
也不爱惜魂。
They do not love their soul life.
第十一章。
Let's go to chapter 11.
十五节。
Verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天使有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和基督的国呀。我们为什么第四天最后一个晚的早晨我们要讲国度？
Why do we want to talk about the kingdom today?
荣耀的国度和荣耀的盼望。
The glorious kingdom and the hope of glory.
这正是回到我们第一个晚上所讲的信息。
This has come back to the very first message of the conference.
在我们的荣耀的盼望当中，
In our hope of glory,
唯独得胜者的盼望是可以追求的。
There's only the hope for the overcomer, something that we can pursue.
也唯有得胜者的盼望，
And only the hope of the overcomer,
是需要我们追求的。
We need us to pursue.
我们讲国度，那就得胜者的盼望。
So when we talk about kingdom, that is the hope of overcoming.
这就是我们今天我们今生要全力追求的。
And there's something we should pursue with all our efforts, our time.
千年的国度。
This kingdom of a thousand years.
和羔羊的婚宴。
And the banquet of the Lamb.
本来就是一件事。
Are one thing.
一件事的两面。
There are two sides of the same thing.
加起来的得胜者的完全的部分。
When these two things are made together, put together.This complete blessing.
所以我们要明要认识什么叫做主的国度。
Therefore, we need to know what is the kingdom of the Lord.
在这个旧约里面，一直看见有国度的应许。
We see all of the promises regarding His kingdom in the Old Testament.
从亚伯拉罕开始，神就要把国度应许给亚伯拉罕。
God has promised Abraham about nations.
国度要从你而立。
The nation will be made out of you.
君王要从你而出。
And kings will come out of you.
第一次出了神的国度。
And that's the first time God talked about His kingdom.
顺服，我必是大福给你。
And I will greatly bless you.
啊，你要叫。万国都要因你得福。
And all nations will be blessed because of you.
他又给他出到外面。
And he brought him outward.
叫他看那个天空数算众星。
And showed him the sky and asked him to count the number of stars.
没有人可以用眼睛把星数过来。
There's no way we can finish counting stars.
让你数得过来吗？
He said, can you count these stars?
从你生的子孙也要如此。
Yeah, the number you see here will be as much as your own.
弟兄姊妹们。曾把那么丰富的话都放在旧约的预表的里面。
Such a wonderful abundance being promised in the Old Testament.
给我们说到那个要来的国度。
To predict what's about to come.
亚伯拉罕的部分有两个大的部分。
Abraham had two great blessings.
一个是部分。
One is the blessing.
一个是子孙。
What is nation?
这个神给亚伯拉罕应许最中心两件事。
God has promised him these two things.
顺服，我要把大福赐给你。
He said, I will bless you greatly.
你也要叫万国因你得福。
And all nations will be blessed because of you too.
这个福到底什么福呢？
And what kind of blessing God is talking about?
我曾经听见人说到好多好多好多的福啊。
I heard people talk about it, so all kinds of blessings.
年轻的有个同工跟我住在一起啊。
There was this co-worker who lived with me.
会做亚伯拉罕。
In order to find out how many kinds of blessings, he finished memorizing the entire Bible. Even the pots and pans in your house will be blessed. And little cat will be blessed. You go in and out, you'll be blessed. He tried to memorize all the verses regarding blessing. I said, well, you don't have neither cow, calf, or a pot, so how can you be blessed? In your essence, there's one verse that concludes all these blessings.
是应许，不能有多少。
He says there are many promises in God.
基督已经才是是的。
And in Christ, they are all yes.
基督他才是阿门。
Amen.
不在基督里，你什么福分都没有。
If you're not in Christ, none of the blessings have anything to do with you.
这应许不能有多少。
No matter the countless blessings God has.
在基督里是的。
Once we're in Christ, they are all amen. Through him, we can experience his promises of blessings, and we say, Amen.
是不是这样?
Indeed, it was so.
那这个福到底是什么福呢?
And what kind of blessing we're talking about?
保罗在加拉太书三章给我们一个最明确的解释。
Paul clearly explained it in Galatians chapter
2. 没有人可以怀疑这个解释。
It's something that no one can doubt.
他说, 当时神曾经传福音的亚伯拉罕
He said God has preached the great gospel to Abraham
祝福我表示给你大福
Regarding blessings I will bless you great
你要叫万不要因你的福
And all nations will be blessed because of you
这福是什么福呢
And what kind of blessing he talks about
四节保罗就说了
And Paul continued by saying verse
赐给亚伯拉的福
The blessing that he gave to Abraham
你的借着因基耶稣基督
Was through Christ Jesus
所赐给我们应许的
He has given us the spirit of
promise.
Paul always speaks of things in a very clear way. The blessing that he gave to Abraham was through the Holy Spirit.
应许的借着耶稣基督的时候赐下应许的圣灵
Was that through Jesus Christ we received this promised Holy Spirit
这不是给保罗亚伯拉的福
So what is the blessing that God gave to Abraham
赐下应许的圣灵
Is that promised the Holy Spirit
我们所有的福分都从应许圣灵来的
All our blessings are contained in this promise the Holy Spirit
这是什么呢
What is the seed we
put 而不是懂得种子水
Not referring to many seeds,
就是一个子水,
but that one seed,
就是基督,
this seed is Christ.
所以这个月是我们最原初的月。
So the covenant God had with Abraham is the initial covenant.
众月的根源,
and the root of all the subsequent covenants. It's for Abraham and his offspring. And that's us, is something we need to receive. The greatest covenant and also the first covenant from God. And God has descended himself to their level. God of triunity. God of Trinity promised himself Christ and the Holy Spirit to keep. So no matter how many spiritual inheritance or blessings we receive, they're all within Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. They are actually one also.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
说应许的圣灵,
oh, that promised the Holy Spirit,
耶稣基督升天,
when Jesus ascended into heaven,
圣灵降下,
he sent down his Holy Spirit. Do you know the relationship between Jesus and his Spirit?
谁看见耶稣基督升天了呢?
Who has ever witnessed Jesus' ascension?
除了当初的120人, 没有人亲眼看见过,
other than the 120 people over there. However, we indeed know Jesus has ascended. And also we know he has entered into his glory. And indeed we know he has enthroned. So how do we know? Because once he ascended into heaven, he sent down his spirit. His Holy Spirit is like a receipt. It's like God has received him and give us a receipt instead. And so when Holy Spirit comes, and that's the reappearing of glorious Jesus Christ. He has returned in his spirit. And when Holy Spirit comes into our
heart,
when the Son says this very obvious truth
within us,
the Lord indeed you have ascended. You have indeed entered into your glory. You have indeed enthroned. And in this conference, the Holy Spirit pouring down like rain on us. Isn't that a great proof to us? And that is great proof. Holy Spirit has come. To be the witness. To testify that Jesus has been glorified. Because Jesus has glorified first before Holy Spirit
can
come down. Jesus has ascended to heaven before the Holy Spirit can come down. Therefore, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's called the Spirit of the Lord. And the seven spirits of the Lamb. Jesus has come back. And this is a great covenant. And then continue by talking about the promises in his kingdom. And Jacob talked about in Genesis 49 the promises. Numbers chapter 30 also talks about the kingdom
promises.
Prophet Balaam was a lousy prophet. But his prophecy were great. It's very hard to say
something.
His prophecies were very important in all
prophecies.
Every time in the Old Testament we talk about kingdom, we have to notice four things. First, it will have a king. We must see a king of the kingdom. Yet this king is very different from other kings in
here.
King himself represents a kingdom. Because kingdom comes from a king. Kingdom is developed through a king. Without a king, there is no kingdom. And the kingdom's value is determined by the king himself. Therefore, the first thing about a kingdom is his king. And Jesus is our king. We are all developed through him.
亲爱的,我这边所有的国度都和君王发生关系的。
All kingdoms have a lot to do with their kings.
没有君王什么也没有了。
There's no king, there's no kingdom.
即使到数天国度,
and regarding heavenly kingdom, the king is very important.
所以巴兰说,这是独居的命。
That's why Balaam says, this is the people who live apart. They do not consider themselves one of the nations. Because they are unique, they have their own king. In the Song of Songs, it talks about the relationship between a king and his overcomer. All virgins love you. Therefore, you and I should be virgins in his kingdom, not just general people. We should be set aside from God's people to be his virgins. We are pure and we do not love the world. Virgins love the Lord, love the King, and virgins will pursue the Lord, and the virgins are people that are waiting for the Lord's return. All virgins love you. We have to boast about our King, brothers. When we talk about our kingdom, we have to boast first about our King. And there is shout for joy over their king. And James says, until Silo comes, the
king
and all nations shall submit. And Silo is the king of peace, that's Jesus. And the king of peace. That means when Jesus comes, all the battles will be diminished. And the power of enemies will be gone. When Jesus comes, all the death and sins are gone. Because he is the Prince of Peace. And until the Prince of Peace comes, all nations shall subject themselves to him. At that time, everyone will believe in Jesus. Everybody will be a believer. It's kind of late. Never regret because the gate of gospel has been shut. Sometimes the gate of his grace will be closed. And then it will be the turn of angels turn to preach. To teach people to have fear toward God. And there are still people repenting then. But quite different from the way we repented. They can only be people outside the kingdom of thousands of years. But they will not have the life of Jesus. They will not have the experience of being born
again.
And they don't have the position as a child of God. So we have to cherish our position. We have to value our position. Right now the gates of gospel are wide open. We shall flee preach the gospel of His grace.
Oh, 传福音就有祸了。
And woe to us if we do not preach it.
去直接传啊。
We have to make use of our time and preach it.
晓得福音恩典，福音恩典，福音你们什么时候关的？
Because we don't know when the gate of grace will be shut.
三年半的大灾难随时都会发生的呀。
Because the tribulation can come upon us anytime.
地上的舞台都已经布置好了。
And you know the entire world is ready for this.
就等候最后的预言出来呀。
We're just waiting for the fulfillment of the last prophecy.
最后那个人出来的时候，就三年半灾难开始。
When the Antichrist appears, the tribulation of 3.5 years will start.
正当我们看到最不像的时候，遇到最平安稳妥的时候。
And then what occurred when we saw everything is fine?Suddenly, that time will come.
大水忽然来到，我们全都冲走。
The huge water will suddenly come upon us and will be swept away.
这个世界都这么繁荣，那么繁华的。
Look around, the world seems so real, so prosperous.
人的科技、高科技要达到要和神的之下比了。
And our science has reached such a high level, almost equal with God.
弟兄姊妹们，这到了最后了。
Because we have come to the end.
这两个大能永远是人不能摸的。
And there are two things we can never touch.
一个是创造大能。
There are two powers of God that we can never touch. One is the power of creation.
复活大能。
The other one is the power of resurrection.
人不能摸的。
There's something that human beings should not try for.
亚伯拉罕说信的。
While Abraham believed.
从无变有的神
is the God who can make things that did not exist into existence.
叫死人复活的神
and the God who raised the dead into life.
从无变有的英文翻对了，那就是说呼叫那个不存在的存在
to call off things that did not exist into existence.
人还怎样从这么一点的品质才能够做出一个东西来？
And we even still need a little thing to produce something into to make something to, into existence.
人永远不能。呼叫这个不存在的存在。
We can never make something into existence out of nothing.
神永远不让人获得大能的。
And this is the power that for God.
从今天人从这死亡，所有的科学家放在一起都没有办法。
And when we face death, there's nothing we can do about it.
这叫是复活的大能。
And that's the power of resurrection.
哎呦，耶稣基督胜过死亡。
Only Jesus is the one who has overcome death.
他吞灭死亡，直到永远。
He swallowed death once for all.
创造大能，复活大能，人不能摸的。
We can never touch God's power of creation and resurrection.
现在人就聪明发展到最后了。
But now our intellect has reached at this level.
主要来了。
We know the Lord is coming back.
主要来了。
We know He's coming back.
有一个很好的医生啊，跟我有非常密切的关系呢。
I have a very good friend who's a medical doctor.
他跟我讲他的知识。
And he talks about things that he knows.
他说我老人痴呆症啊。
He said, I have Alzheimer's disease.
他不是，他说是病啊。
Oh, he said the disease, Alzheimer's disease.
啊，这老人痴呆症。
That problem.
50年。
In the past 50 years.
是所有前面年日的4倍。
The people that contract this disease are outnumbered. The number of people that contract this disease in past 50 years is 4 times of what they have in the previous year. Sum up.
这都是华语的人。
I'm a person who likes to read the word of God.
听了心里头震动。
I was greatly shaken by what he said.
末后时代的病。
This is a disease that belongs to end days.
好多出来的病叫末后时代的病。
A lot of diseases we see today, they are diseases of the end days.
他讲的老人痴呆就这一个。
Alzheimer's disease is one of them.
我早就发现怎么那么多呢
？And I noticed how come so many people have this problem.
我以前都没听见过。
This is something I never even heard of when I was young.
好多的熟的人当中。
But a lot of my friends, my acquaintances have this problem.
我认识的当中，这一个又有了，这个又有了。
A lot of them have this disease.
哦，他说是有所有过去时代这50年加4倍。
He said the number of people who had this problem in the past 50 years is 4 times of people we saw in the past. 哦，
快来了。
The Lord is coming back soon.
这个末后时代的病啊。
Because this is a disease belongs to the end days.
他当然知道他的时间不长久了。
Just like Bible says, Satan knows his time is no
longer. 用尽他的办法来折磨人类啊。
So he used every way to torture mankind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主的国度在于主啊。
And the king of his our kingdom.
第二点，我们注意主的国度在于主的子民，国度的子民。
And secondly, regarding kingdom, it's about his people.
我们中国那个子民都用的是很好的。
And I like the word in Chinese translation.
啊，又是百姓，又是儿子。
The word people in Chinese, on one hand means son, on the other hand means people.
每一个国度的百姓都是神的儿女。
Everyone in God's kingdom is also his daughter and son. And we all have been saved.
都从君王出来的。
We were all born of the king.
这国度人整个是一个什么整体啊？
So the entire kingdom is one.
君王和我们是不能分别的。
We have this inseparable relationship with the king.
这个世界把百姓是何等奇妙的嘛，百姓。
And therefore, God's people are wonderful people.
不列在外民中。
There's people that live aside from other nations.
是看我们是奇特的子民。
And people thought we are peculiar.
我们的生活表现和他们都不一样。
Because we have different manifestations in our daily life.
他们觉得我们都是很古怪的人。
They feel we're very strange, actually.
我们看他们都是很可怜的。
And we feel they are very pitiful.
所以我们和人啊，世界上的人啊，不要做很好的朋友，晓得吧？
So maybe you don't want to make your best friend all the worldly people.
没有这个传福音啊。
You have the responsibility to preach the gospel.
环境来做弟兄。
To make him become your brother.
因为你给他传福音啊。
When you share gospel with people.There's only two
results.
Either you bring him into the kingdom of God or you push him out of it and he no longer be your friend. And if you preach gospel to your friend and he does not believe, he will no longer be your friend. In order to keep this friend, we have to preach gospel to him and to make him into our brother. Understand that?
要传福音啊！
We have to share the gospel.
第三件事，国度的意义不一样。
Thirdly, we have a different meaning in our kingdom versus world kingdom.
超然的国度。
This is a supernatural kingdom.
和世上一国都不一样。
Very different from the kingdoms of the world.
但以理书二章说了句话。
In Daniel chapter 2 it says,
天上的神。
God of heaven has set aside another kingdom, and this kingdom will never see decay, and will never be given to another people. That's a very special kingdom. And the origin of the kingdom is from God.That's God's kingdom.
这个源头从耶稣基督开始。
And the origin is from Jesus Christ.
叫做耶稣基督的国度。
That's why it's called the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
另立一国。
God has set aside another kingdom.
国度的地位。
And that talks about the position of the kingdom.
和地上的列国都不一样。
It's different from that of all the nations on earth.
完全不一样。
Very and completely different.
弟兄姊妹们，另外一个国。
He has set another kingdom.
但以理看见那个大金像嘛，世界上的万国都包括在里面。
And the vision Daniel saw, the great statue includes all nations.
另立一国。
And aside from that, God has set another kingdom.
地上的国度。
And when Bible talks about kingdoms of the world.
这个表号或者色。
And they use one sign to represent them, which is a beast. Whether they're Christian countries or not, they all are beasts. And all these authorities are used as representing a beast. They're all beasts. They're all anti-Christ in nature. Don't think the United States is a Christian country.
所以那个我们办一本书叫那个自己翻的书都忘记。
We have translated this book in the title.
不写个牧师传的，不写个传的，不写个传。
It's a biography about this Western pastor, a minister in China.
是最伟大的人。
And he's a great guy.
当他回到美国的时候
When he returned from China to the United States,
大家欢迎他呀
People welcomed him.
他是最最最高居的名字了
And he was highly regarded.
永远是个跟随耶稣，打上了耶稣的卑微的仆人
But he was a true follower of Jesus Christ.
下面有两句话，这个是好啊
He made a statement so well.
没有基督教会。
He said there's only Christianity.
没有基督国度。
There's no Christian country.
Christian, 这句话不通。
There's no Christendom.
中国基督徒，他们不是基督徒 Christian。
Christians in China, they're not Christendom.
中国教会比你好多了哟。
Yes, church in China is much better.
中国弟兄姊妹比你爱主多了。
Brothers and sisters over there love Jesus more than you do.
只有基督教会。
There's only Christian church.
只有基督教会。
There's no Christendom.
我读到这个说 Amen 我们以后真是
I have to amen to his statement
现在我又变成美国人了
Now I'm a citizen of the United States
所以我们中国人呢都是没救的
Sometimes Chinese are kind of helpless
我们看见那个我们的弟兄 Robert 从那个圣何塞来
We saw our dear brother Robert from 圣何塞
在外国人当中以中文学的最好的
I said, among all the foreigners, you speak the best Chinese.
我看到又讲错话了。
Well, I said, I made a mistake by saying that.
这是美国啊。
This is the United States.
你是外国人啊。
I am the foreigner.
怎么叫美国人叫外国人呢？
How can I call my brother a foreigner?
我们中国人到了全天下去，他们都是外国人。
Wherever we Chinese go, we refer other people as foreigners.
因为我们是中国人。
We are Chinese. Everybody else is foreigner.
我们又讲得非常好。
And my brother said it so well.
但是我到 supermarket 去，他们都
And he said, when I went to Chinese market, people were called Chinese. And the Jewish are even more so. And all the other races are Gentiles. We are the chosen one of God. But actually, they are not the only ones. In Christ, there is no difference of races. How can we call ourselves Chinese? Once we believe in the Lord, we're no longer Chinese. Or there's no difference in Chinese and American. We're all citizens of the heavenly kingdom now. So let's not be self-centered. And in China, we say, where do you come from? Northern or southern part? Because there's a great division between two parts.
都是南方人，都是福建省的人，就是厦门人还是福州人啊？
If you are from the same province, we say, which city do you come from?
这个福州人跟厦门人永远都对着
干。Because there is also a division among cities.
所以这是我们堕落天性啊。
And this is the condition of fallen nature.
这个省的儿女是救了孩子，这里福州人跟厦门人来搞这些。
We are all Christians now. Why bother to make the difference?
你愿不愿意放弃你的天父子民的公民权？
Are you willing to give up your citizenship in the heavenly kingdom?
保罗是我们的天朝的国民。
Paul says we are the citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
保罗用这句话，这个自己给我公民权。
And he said we are the citizens.
我们有天国子民的公民权。
We have the citizenship of the heavenly kingdom.
你要去做福州人好了。
Go ahead to be your little people of certain town.
你要去做厦门人好了。
Go ahead to be the people of another city.
我们是天国的子民。
But I belong. I am the citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
你要不要放心？
Do you want to give up that citizenship?
不放心。
No, I won't.
这个做美国人有什么稀奇啊？
It's no big deal to be an American citizen.
美国人可怜死了。
Actually, they're pretty pitiful.
对我们这些好多人都美国籍的。
Even though many of us are American citizens here.
我到台湾去，中国去，从来不说我是美国人。
When I went to Taiwan or China, I would never say I'm an American citizen.
我常常跟弟兄们说，这个师兄还没带我去耶路撒冷呢。
And then one time, a person says, "Why don't you lead us to Jerusalem to have a tour?"
时间晚了。
I said, "It's kind of late to do that now."
现在去耶路撒冷是不定安全。
May not be safe to go there now.
那这个耶路撒冷呢，最不安全谁呢？
Say who is what kind of people have least safety in Jerusalem?
是美国人。
Americans.
他们都是美国人。
Because they hate Americans.
那美国人当中呢？
Among Americans.
黄皮肤的人上算一点。
Asian Americans are at the benefit.
白皮肤人更危险一点。
Caucasians are at greater risk in Jerusalem.
你看我的黄面孔，他不晓得我是不是真的美国人了。
When they saw the color of my skin, they probably didn't know if I'm truly American.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，到了外面去，美国人从哪收起来啊？
And therefore, when I travel around the world, I will not say I'm American.
美国人的全世界被多少国家痛恨啊？
Because there are many countries around the world hate Americans.
大家都要杀美国人呢。
They're trying to kill Americans.
现在不是在从前怎么样，美国人到处欢迎了。
And instead of like before, they welcome Americans.
我们是天国的人。
And we are the citizens of the
heaven. 我们是哪里的人？
So what is your citizenship?
天国的人。
We are heavenly kingdom.
你不要以为了一见面就你哪儿啊？
So don't bother to find out where people came from when you see each other next time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们的国度的性质和所有国家不一样。
The nature of our kingdom is so different from the nature of the other kingdom.
国度的表现不一样。
Therefore, our manifestations are different.
贵族掌权。
Therefore, we rule for the Lord.
这个天国和三界是发生关系的。
Our heavenly kingdom has a lot to do with three things.
确定。
First, the power.
能力。
The authority.
部分。
And the blessing.
执掌。诸天权柄。
We shall rule and control all these things.
运用诸天能力。
We shall use the power of heavenly kingdom.
进入诸天丰富。
Enter into the fullness of heavenly kingdom.
这是国度子民。
And this is something happened to the citizens of heavenly kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，旧约就说到国度。
And the Old Testament talks about this kingdom.
能到战役里做二战。
In Daniel chapter 2.
大力是个伟大的先知。
Daniel was a great prophet.
为做属灵的国度。
And for the spiritual kingdom,
定下一个不能改变的解释。
He has made an irreversible interpretation.
他先说这个属地的国度。
First, we talk about kingdoms on earth.
那个大的金像,
which was the enormous, gigantic
statue.
Has this hair of gold and the breast of silver.
那个铜釜铁背,
and the belly of iron and the leg of iron. And the toes are probably iron and probably big clay. So that describes the development of all nations till now.
荆州说到巴比伦
and the golden head talk about Babylon
荆州说到波马斯波马马代波斯
and the chest of silver talk about another country
Persia 那个铜壶指的希腊亚历山大
and the belly and the thighs of bronze talk about Alexander
铁腿说到罗马帝国
and the iron legs talk about Roman Empire
时代强最强的权势分作两个
And come to the end days, the greatest power, there are two greatest powers.
大铁半泥
There are partly iron and partly
iron. 这两个全是出来，他们有相同的点。
And there's something in common.
他们都不是单纯的一个民族。
Which means that first, they are not pure.
众民联合的。
They're a mixture of races.
所以他们力量有一方面很强。
Therefore, there is strength among them.
有他们的天生的弱点。
But also their weakness among them.
对半强半弱。
That's why they're partly strong and partly weak.
这事情不了解，最后两个大的权势出来。
And look around in the end days, there are two great powers in the people.
没有问题是美国。
One for sure is America.
一个很应该是欧盟。
Euro country, Euro alliance.
欧盟叫什么？你们英文都不好的，欧盟。Mr. 我们背不起来，欧盟，欧盟就是。
Euro, European Alliance.
Union.
European Union. Thanks.
嘛，现在他们有同一个议会了。
Now they have the same committee.
他们有统一中的钞票了。
And have the same kind of monetary bill.
我上个月从那 Cupertino 回来。
I returned from Cupertino last time.
红姐的哥哥给我寄上那个欧洲钞票。
And the brother, Yu's brother gave me some European money. I said, why did you give me these bills?
不是不是，我让你去理解预言，也就预言。
He said, oh, this is for you to study your prophecy.
看一看，这 Antichrist 就在这里罗马书上发生的。
Did you see any Antichrist image?
欧元上面有没有鬼的记号
？Do you see any sign of devil here on the bill?
像你发现那个美金、英元上面有鬼国的记号。
Just like how you discover those on the U.S. dollar bill.
我拿个放大镜好好看。
So I use the magnifying glass when I return.
现在还没找出来。
I haven't found anything yet.
我没有把所有功夫看了，我回去还要看看。
I will study more.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，他们要选出一个欧洲的总统来了。
And they will vote for a leader for them.
敌基督就从那里出来了。
And Antichrist will come out of it.
把整个的力量掌握了。
And suddenly he will control the entire Europe.
三年半的灾难要开始了。
And the greatest tribulation three and a half years.
最封闭的一个强国。
And the United States will be the most isolated strong country.
中国、俄国的圣经预言不了的两个大的力量。
Russia and China.
欧盟他们站在一起的。
Two great countries will unite with the European Union.
都对着美国。
And they will fight against the United States.
都对着以色列。
Against Israel.
站在巴勒斯坦一面。
And stand on the side of Palestine.
美国因为有国家是支持以色列。
And the only country that helps us will be Israel.
还有很可怜，英国那个就是欧洲的一个最小的国家，英国跟永远跟着美国的。
And also England too.
好，美国还带着个加拿大的。
And also Canada will come with the United States.
那么大的三个强权比啊。
And these three powers will fight against.
这叫做世界的最强。
And these are considered strong nations in the world.
不管他们的表现又再不同啊。
And doesn't matter, they may manifest.
源头都出于一个。
They all have the same source.
后面都是黑暗权势。
All from the power of darkness.
从古到今都是一样的。
They are all the same through generations.
当主耶稣显现的时候。
When Jesus appear.
这小不红的两个大的权势面对耶稣基督了。
And these great powers will face against Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督才不会跟他们真打仗。
And Jesus Christ will not fight with them.
口中的气吹灭他们。
He just destroyed them with the breath from his mouth.
降临的荣耀归到他们。
And the glory of his descension will destroy them.
主耶稣一显现，他们统统完了。
And the minute Jesus appears again, they will be gone.
从古到今，所以立刻统统倒下来。
And all these nations and powers will collapse in front of Jesus.
那也是再不能借助地上的邦国来控制人民了。
The power of darkness can never use nations on earth to control
them.
The whole statue will be smashed into pieces.
像烈火一样的抗击一样。
And there will be just like chaff on the
被风吹得无处可逃。
They're just like chaff will be blown away without a trace.
神另立一国。
God set another kingdom for himself.
那是属天的国了。
And that's the heavenly kingdom.
那是属灵的国了。
And that's the spiritual kingdom.
那是耶稣基督的国了。
And that's the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
这国永不朽坏。
This kingdom will never be destroyed.
源头是不一样,
because it has a different source.
地位不一样,
and different position.
性质不一样,
and different nature.
它一切都是永远的,
and everything in it is everlasting.
地上的国都暂时的,
all the nations on the earth are temporal.
承受不一样,
and has different capacity.
和别国的人都没关系,
and has nothing to do with other nations. Only we can receive and inherit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这一个国度,
dear brothers and sisters, this kingdom
在于它的起源,
is determined by its origin.
一块非人手凿出来的石头,
and it's a rock that not cut off by men's hands.
我们认识过, 石头就预表复活,
we talked about before, rock represents
resurrection.
The Son of Resurrection.
道成肉身复活的人, 那么精细的雕刻的,
and God has done careful job on him,
把他雕刻出那么美丽荣耀的一个人,
and he made him into someone so beautiful and glorious,
非人手凿出来的一个石头,
and he's a rock that's not cut out by man's hand,
那就是我们所说的永活人子,
and that is the living Son of Man we are talking about,
耶稣基督复活人子,
Jesus Christ is the living Son of Man,
经过神的那么好的工作, 是神的杰作,
and he's the masterpiece of God's hand,
出现的时候,
so when he appeared,
打在这个脚趾上,
he struck on the toes of the statue. The entire statue collapsed. And right now, the power of darkness is collapsing. We have been persecuted in their hands for over 2,000 years. The history of church is nothing but a history of persecution, and the history of martyrs.
我们你我在美国没迫,
and you and I here in the States are not persecuted.
没有殉道,
we didn't martyr for
Jesus. 这个世界有多少多少的地方, 多少的人民都在逼迫和殉道的当中知道吗?
But there are millions of Christians outside of the country in all parts of the world are persecuted and martyred. Do you know the 20th century is the century of persecution?
大殉道的时代,
and the century of a lot of martyrs.
英文那个 persecution 那个字, 就是因为耶稣基督是逼迫罗马帝国的逼迫而发明这个字的。
The word persecution is originated from Jesus' time when he was persecuted. Just check in the dictionary, you'll see that. It talks about this is because Christians were persecuted. So don't use the word random or casually
ourselves.
We know what can be defined or fit the definition of persecution. And in our own country, there are many Christians gave their lives
to
God. And they rather suffer with Christ. To imitate his obedience to the point of death. Compared with them, our cross is nothing. And our little encountering is nothing. It's just like dust on the clothes. And we are still complaining.
不动骨不动肉的,
and actually, we are still in one piece attack. And do you know what kind of suffering the other people have? They rather imitate his absolute obedience to the point of death. Therefore, in this country, we should pursue the God. And look at our Christians in other countries, we feel we're just inferior. And then a lot of people among them will be raptured one day.
我们要失掉机会的可能太大了。
And it's possible we'll miss the chance.
我们不敢信。
So So we don't want that to happen.
我要追啊,
we have to pursue.
我不要出代价啊,
we have to be willing to pay the price.
我不要唱, 我不要愿意和他同受苦,
we have to be willing to suffer with him.
下巴他, 自食顺服,
to imitate his obedience to the point of death.
我们学通过就这么一点点浅浅,
and we only have this low level lesson.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
是一块被人手凿出来的石,
this rock not cut off by man's hand.
是要烈火啊,
smash all kingdoms. And after that, it becomes a great mountain. Mountain means kingdom in the Bible. And the kingdom is developed through that rock. And after the rock has succeeded, it has become the largest kingdom. And kingdom is coming out of Jesus Christ himself. His fullness has become this kingdom. And every part in this kingdom is Jesus Christ himself. And he has become this huge mountain, filled the entire earth. It's not a kingdom that's visible. All his power, authority, and his fullness will fill the whole earth. At that time, all people shall honor him.
They
shall subject themselves to him. Because his kingdom has come. In Luke chapter
9,
or Matthew 17, it talks about Jesus' transfiguration. And that is the revelation of his glorious kingdom. When we talk about kingdom in the new era of New Testament, it still was a hidden kingdom. And there's another public kingdom. Right now we are in the era of this hidden kingdom. Jesus said in Matthew
16,
those who are standing here, some of you, before you
came here,
will see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. That kingdom is a hidden kingdom. Because Jesus had come. He has come back in his spirit in secret. Now he lives inside of our hearts. And he's building up his kingdom inside of us. And he has been enthroned inside of us. And he's received honor through us. And he will receive absolute kingship. We have to honor him from within. And subject our all authorities in his hands. Allow him to rule in every aspect of my life. And that is a hidden kingdom. Yet it's so true and real to us. And we're concerned, disqualified if we don't even know this hidden kingdom. Let Jesus rule within us. He is our king. I'm his children. Also his citizens. I'm his children and enjoy his love and privilege. I'm his citizens. I will obey and I will be willing to sacrifice. I have my responsibility. I have to obey my king. Because I'm just not just a daughter, but I'm also a citizen. Jesus went up to the Mount of Transfiguration. While he was praying, he suddenly transfigured. And it's beyond people can describe what happened. And the greatest thing they can come up with was sun. But how can sun even compare to the glory of the Lord? Only Paul saw the appearance of the Lord on the way to the
mountain.
And he appeared to Paul from a high place. And the light of his glory shed upon him, so he could even see the sun at noontime. And how could Paul resist a light like that? So he fell on his face to the ground. And he became blind. However, his inner eyes were open. And this is the second level of revelation. It is not that precious to see things outward. But Paul saw something inwardly and he established that
revelation.
That's why he said God is willing to reveal his son within
us.
Sometimes suddenly the Lord transfigured within us. Some of us who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit last night, did you feel that Jesus suddenly transfigured within you? It was so glorious. It is so glorious. And his glory just fill my whole being. If you follow him faithfully, he will fill every corner inside of you. The only thing we know is, oh, glory. Because it's right within us. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus transfigured. And if we try to see with our fleshly eyes, we probably become blind. Yet within us, that revelation is full of glory. People of the New Testament must have revelation.
Look,
because God is willing to reveal his Son in us. This now is the era of New Testament. And God loves to reveal to us. And when he revealed it to us inside, we'll gaze upon his glory. And we'll receive that glory. What a great grace that is. And we were just singing the Psalm 121 says, angels serving in the sky. They were not in flesh. They are spiritual beings. They are not even looking, gaze upon his glory. And right before this holy mystery, they are not gaze upon his glory. They could only cover their eyes. There's no single angel dare to look up at Jesus' face. And they will cover their head with their wings. And the other two wings will cover their lower body. And they have another two wings that can move around. And there are four or six wings were used to cover themselves. When they stand before the glory of Jesus Christ, no creature dare to gaze. Dear brothers and sisters, do we realize what a great grace we have? We can actually gaze upon his glory. It's right inside of us. In the book of Revelation, when John saw the glory of the Lord, he fell to the ground and died. Oh, our Lord is extremely glorious.
Yet
there's still a big difference from us. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus transfigured. And his face is like that. How can some compare to his glory? It's really describing the glory of God at the minimum level. And he is Christ in his glory. And this is also written in another my favorite song. Oh, Christ in glory. He transfigured on the mountain. And his clothes were shining like light. And clothes represent his behavior and
acts.
And when Jesus manifests, it will be full of glory. His words and his deeds were not just words or things. All come out of this living person and will not pass away. When he spoke, glory came out. When he acted, there is glory. So when he manifested his glory, entire mountain was covered by his glory. The kingdom's glory is Jesus' glory. Aside from the glory of Jesus, there's no other kind of glory. When we say we want to enter into the glory of the Lord, or we say we enjoy his glory, because we have no glory to ourselves. We have no glory to provide. There's only one sun. And that's why in Genesis talk about the center, the moon, the stars.
他说在光体,
and these are just
light.
Just Just like light bulb.
在光体.
They're just a light bulb.
它本身没有光.
Because itself does not contain any light.
射太阳.
They can only reflect the light from the sun.
我们就是这样.
Same way with us.
我们是个在光体.
We are just like light bulb.
主在我里面是光.
The Lord is the light.
从我里头反射耶稣的光.
And he is reflected through us.
旧约的得胜者,
overcomers in the time of Old Testament
新约的得胜者,
and the time of New Testament
都出现在耶稣的荣耀中,
all will appear in the Lord's glory.
旧约是摩西、伊利亚做代表,
and therefore Moses and Elijah were the representatives. Moses represented the law.
伊利亚代表先知,
Elijah represented the prophets.
律法先知都为着基督做见证,
all laws and prophets have come to testify for Jesus.
他们出现在荣耀中,
so they appeared in God's glory.
以色亚的约翰出现在荣耀中,
and Peter, John, and James also were there. They were covered by the same glory. That's the glory of Jesus Christ. We have to know in our kingdom, our king is most marvelous. Without his king, there is nothing. They were in his glory. Talk about the things regarding his departure. They are talking about Exodus. And when he transfigured, he wasn't paying attention to his glory. Lamb of God in suffering remained silent. He was silent even in his own glory. And that's the great thing about Lamb. He never paid attention to his own glory. They talk about things regarding the accident. How to fulfill God's purpose. And there's only one way to accomplish this hope of glory. Which is through the cross. And that's the greatness of our Lamb. While they were talking, Peter likes to speak. He always has opinion about everything. And he will speak before he thinks. Have you met someone like that? There's a lot of them like that.
Yeah,
he was so bold, he didn't want to talk with him in God's glory. Later on, he was frightened. He was very terrified later on.
主啊，我们在这里真好。He
said, Lord, it's so great to be here.
还不正好吗？当然好了。Isn't
that great? Of course,
it's
great.
我们把它做红啊。Why
don't we just make three people?
一座为摩西啊，一座为以利亚。Three shelters,
one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Bible says he had no idea what he was talking about.
这个就彼得个性经常胡说，你晓得吧？And
that's exactly what Peter is like.
啊，神不让他讲下去。So
God stopped him.
再讲下去,
because it get worse later on.
又云彩遮盖,
so he covered them with a cloud.
声音出来了,
and there's a voice.
This
is the son I love.
你没有听他,
listen to him.
彼得就是大怕,
and Peter was terrified.
弟兄姊妹们,
Peter made two mistakes.
一个大错, 他把主耶稣给摩西, 那个以利亚,他的平等的,
first, he considered Jesus equal with Moses and Elijah. There's no one is equal to Jesus. Jesus is unique. How can you find anybody equal with Jesus? Sometimes the servant of God highly regarded to the point people thought he was God. And I have encountered this kind of thing many times. Indeed, it's a great servant of God. That's why he was highly respected and treated him as God. So he became an idol among his people, and that really. And that was the most dreadful experience to him. Actually, it's our fault. We shouldn't treat him as God. And he was a very humble man. Never regarded himself anything. We only have one Lord Jesus Christ. No one can take his place. And no one can take his place. Peter made a big mistake. Second mistake. that he tried to build three shelters.
在山上要留下来，住下来。
That he intended to stay on the top of the mountain.
看见荣耀国度的异象。
Because he saw the vision of the glorious kingdom.
下面马上也要行动下山。
Whenever you see the vision, next thing you do is go down to the mountain.
山上的异象。
The vision on top of the mountain
山下去表现,
and leads to manifesting at the hill of the bottom of the mountain.
山上看见的荣耀,
the glory we see at the top of the mountain
在山下苦难的人生中间去表现天上的荣耀,
shall be manifested in the suffering lifestyle at the foot of the mountain.
谁叫你当做空就住下来了?
Who said you can just stop and stay here?
下面看见主耶稣马上带他们下山。
You can see Jesus immediately took them downhill.
不能停留在光景中,
because we cannot stay in that condition. If you receive anything in this conference, when you return to your own church, if you indeed obtain something here, you know you will be tested by the devil. And a lot of strange circumstances may come upon
us.
And a lot of weird things may happen. And you may wonder, how come I obtain the Lord and now everything goes wrong? Because once you get off the mountain, you start walking the way of the cross. So be ready for it.
对不对?
Isn't it so?
还有什么样的?
Are you ready for that?
准备好了,
are we ready?
不是要留在那个, 哈利路亚的这个, 一直哈利路亚不完,
we can't stay here forever just sing hallelujah.
面对正战,
we have to face all kinds of battles.
面对艰难,
we have to face difficulty.
面对十架道路,
and the way of the cross.
要把山上的荣耀带下来,
and bring down the glory you see on the mountain.
所以主耶稣马上带他们下山,
therefore Jesus took them down the mountain right away.
那一天, 神说话之后,
after God spoke that day,
他们抬头一看,
Peter, they lift up their heads.
所有看见的荣耀的异象都消失了,
all the glorious vision disappeared.
耶稣人又站在那里,
and Jesus stood there.
他回来的人就是卑微的耶稣,
he was back with lowly image,
那么可亲可爱,
that lowly and personable Jesus.
去摸他们,
he went to touch them.
不要怕,
they do not be afraid.
啊，那个声音太熟悉了。
And such a familiar voice they heard.
看见主，那就是我们三年半跟随那么可亲可爱的耶稣。
And look up and saw, oh, this is our dear Jesus.
不晓得荣耀变相的时候，叫他们甚至惧怕。
Now that transfigured the glory of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣马上带他们下来。
Jesus took them down the mountain right away.
因为路加福音刚刚看见了山上的国度的荣耀。
In Luke 9, they saw the vision of the glorious kingdom.
所以主摆出最大的跟随的代价。
And so they are willing to pay the greatest price.
荣耀太大,
because the glory is so great.
我们付的代价一定要大,
so we have to pay great price to gain
it.
Because we receive a great glory.
你要这个国度,
you want to receive the kingdom?
你能不付代价吗?
You have to pay the price.
代价比起国度的还小了,
our price is considered nothing compared to the glory of the kingdom.
马上三种人来跟随耶稣。
Immediately you see three kinds of people follow.
第一种人说, 狐狸又动,
what is this? So the first time Jesus said, fox has holes.
飞鸟有窝,
and birds of the air has nests.
人只在地上没有枕头的地方,
yet the son of man has no place to lay his head.
要地上的安逸不要跟随我,
if you like to have an easy life on earth, don't bother to follow me.
世界上的平安不要跟随我,
and you want peace from this world, don't follow me.
要的世界上的名利权位不要跟随我,
you want fame and power from this world, don't follow me.
跟随我的地上有一无所得,
if you follow me, be prepared to have nothing on earth.
狐狸有洞, 飞鸟有窝,
foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests.
人只没有枕头的地方,
yet the son of man has no place to lay his head.
有一个人要跟随耶稣,
if a person wants to follow Jesus,
那我先回去先埋葬父亲,
another type of person said, let me go and bury my father first.
主的意思也不是说你不要去埋葬父亲,
Jesus is not saying don't bury your father.
因为假如刚刚看见荣耀国度的异象,
because he just saw the vision of his glorious kingdom.
主要求是绝对的,
so the Lord demands very absolute.
这边死人去埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬真理。
Let the dead bury their own dead. You go and preach the kingdom of God. In God's eyes, there are only two types of dead people. One is dead people of the tree, they cannot breathe. One is still breathing, but still considered dead. In God's eyes, all dead.
你得救了，你是活人。
Once we're saved, we become alive in time.
你不做活人，你是为什么做死人的事呢
？So you're saved, and why don't you do things regarding living persons?
这叫做认定死人去买葬他们的死。
So that's why Jesus said, "Let the dead bury their own dead."
不是可以根据这句话，我已经死了，我可以不去买葬。
This is not saying don't bury your father if he really died.
那你弄错什么意思
？And then you misunderstand what Jesus is saying.
你只要去传讲神的国。
He said, "Just go and preach the kingdom of God."
戒指在我身上是绝对的。
And on this matter, you have to be very absolute. And there's nothing can compete with this. I am going to follow Jesus. I will do whatever he wants me to do. And find no excuses now. Another type of person comes to follow Jesus. He said, allow me to go and say goodbye to my family. And these requests are pretty reasonable. But it's just right after the vision of the glorious kingdom. Do you want to see the glorious kingdom? Once you see it, you have to pay a different price.
He's
a man who put his hand onto the plow. And looks back is not fit for servants in the kingdom of God. Once we put our hand on the plow, we are starting working for the Lord. So don't look back. What does it mean by looking back? Means we are following the Lord. But our hearts still long for things in this world. So we will look back. People like that are the most pitiful kind. They want to love the Lord of the world, but they dare not. They know they shouldn't love the world, but they can't help but love it. This is the kind of the Christian hanging in the air. They're like in the middle air. They cannot go to heaven, neither stay on earth. So you have no joy in your heart. We shall focus. Follow Jesus wholeheartedly. And forsake the world. And then you will receive the great joy of the Christian. And the greatest enjoyment Christian can have. Therefore, once we put our hands on the plow, do not look back. We should be absolute to the Lord. And this is the kind of people can enter into his kingdom. And lastly, the kingdom that's publicly known. And we are closest to that kingdom. From Israel, we rebuilt their nation, we have come into the end day. It's been now more than 50 years. It won't be too long after now. Palestine is going to rebuild their country. All the prophecies are fulfilled one by one. We're so close to the time of his kingdom. Jesus will appear. All the dark night in the past 2,000 years about to come. And the golden daybreak is about to come. And when Jesus comes, the daybreak will arrive. And he is the Son of Righteousness. And at that time, the whole world is going to see Jesus. And we will be raptured.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
什么样的人能够越过背提
？Who are qualified to be raptured？
两种不同的得胜者。
And there are two kinds of overcomers。
一种是所有的得胜者的根基。
And one is the foundation for all the overcomers.
弟兄的原文是多数的弟兄们胜过他。
Here it says in the scriptures, brothers overcame him.
是用羔羊的血。
Through the blood of the lamb.
没有一个人觉得自己算了什么的。
And no one can consider themselves something. And no one can boast that we have done something for the Lord. And no one dares to say, I have got something. The closer we are to the Lord, the poor we feel. And the more we walk with the Lord, the more we feel we can do things on our own. And for people that walk in his light, the Lord will smash all our conditions. So that we'll have only Him. And dare only trust in Him. If we cannot trust the Lord, I don't even know how to live or how to work. You know, I'm scared of preaching. And more and more I'm scared of preaching. And I feel I don't do as good a job as I when I was young. When I was young, I wasn't afraid of preaching. Now I'm really afraid of it. Because I'm speaking the word of God. And you know, I know Bible quite well. There are 66 books in the Bible. I can say anything. But that is not talking about the word of God. But it's so hard to ask the Lord, what do you want me to say? Once I know why he wants me to say that, how should I say it? That's even harder. And I just think and think and couldn't figure out how to spread
it.
And gradually people say, who asked you to think? Just wait upon the Lord. I have no assurance. I'd rather other people speak and I would pray for them. It's not easy to speak the word of God.
Once
in Taipei, when we first start our ministry, there's a special conference. And for a while, I did not have the word from the Lord. And brothers and sisters were urging me, we got to copy this brochure, hurry up. Give us the theme, come on. Otherwise, how can we notify the Lord? There's no time to wait. And they really had no idea. If you push me too much, I made a golden calf for you to
copy.
Of course I can just flip for any pages and say something about it. Don't urge me. There's nothing I can help.
Don't
you think I care about it? But I don't have the word of Lord. It was such a suffering for me that day. From morning to night. And my heart opened toward the Lord. And the Lord, what am I supposed to say? I know Bible quite well. But what do you want me to say? And the Lord was testing me. He knew, but he didn't bother to tell me first, earlier. And until the last moment, and there's this elder from Manila Church, and he staying in a hotel. And he was my good friend. I went to visit him. I sat down. And when I was talking to him, suddenly the Lord spoke to me. And his word came upon me. And he only gave me one sentence. I said, brother, hold on.
He must be, I act very strange.
I immediately called the church people and said, I got a theme.
发通气了,
now you can publish the
brochure.
We got a theme.
哎呀,这就早就讲了,到最后,
he said, told us earlier. He said, I didn't even delay for 1 second.
你还不知道我怎么讲,我还不知道。
You don't even know. I got a theme, but I have no idea how to preach the detail. So you should have pity on preachers like us. And you should pray for your minister. Dear brothers and sisters, by the Lamb of the Blood,
有了主的话,
by the blood of the Lamb,
这么讲,听了讲糟糕了,讲失败了。
We even though we have the word from the Lord, but when we come up here, we didn't do a good job. And rarely do I make complete success. And I will return to the Lord and say, I'm just a useless servant of yours. You gave me the dish. The only thing I do is just take it out. But I made such a mess out of it. Food are all over the place before. I'm indeed you are a useless servant, Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, we can stand before Him through the blood of
Christ.
Without it, I can't even live for one moment. Who am I?
是的儿女来的,
children of God have come not to hear me, but to listen to the word of God.
你能帮助别人吗?
Can you give God to people?
这是我们最没办法做的一件事。
And this is something we have the least, guys.
你说你讲理我都能啊。
I can rebuke you, I can talk to you.
让你搬出去呢，我就是无能啊。
But I just have no way to help you.
把你撵出去，把你搬出去，把你给怎么样？
And I don't know how to give God to children of God.
这都是最难做人的神的仆人的事情了。
And this is the most difficult task for the servant of God.
自己都见证的大。
And also they overcome him by the word of their testimony.
好，讲的道。 Now
the word.
我的度量不能够到神的话。
Maybe my word is not in the same capacity of the word of God.
最重要的真实的。 But
at least they are true words.
你所见证的道。 It's
the word of my testimony.
你不要讲些话和你这个人的实在差得太远去了。 Don't
say something is not your true condition.
这个很多儿女受不了。 Because
people cannot take that.
都受不了。 不要讲给我太远的道。 Don't
say, don't tell me something that's far away.
你要站在那个境界中。 And
stay in my position.
我说见证的道。 At
your level, the word of your testimony.
有个Spark已经到了台湾。 One
time, Brother Spark came to Taiwan.
我们陪着他从台北一直到高雄。 We
tour around the island with him.
到高雄先有同工聚会。 And
we came to the southern part, and there was this co-worker.
外的同工们都来了。 And
co-workers from overseas also joined us that night.
帮我们讲一些圣经，说
Brother Spark said, Romans chapter 8.
圣灵将我们的彼此的身体又复苏过来。 The
Holy Spirit revives our dying body.
一个老同工站起来问了。
So an elder stood up and asked.
他是李托生的同乡同学同工。
A senior co-worker stood up and he knew Watchmeni very well. They grew up and born in from the same country, same city. He was very famous.
人是不认识神的。 But
he knew nothing about God.
起来问。 So
he stood up and asked.
斯巴丁回答了。 And
Brother Spark answered.
他不满意起来再问。 And
he didn't like his answer, so he asked again.
回答了。 And
Spark answered again.
第三次起来再问。 And
he asked the third time.
我们的老弟兄说了一句话。
And our brother Spark only said one thing.
他不回答了。 He
said, I will not reply.
再讲你也不懂。
He said, I won't answer anymore now.
这句话是我讲，他没讲。
He just said, I won't answer anymore now.
再讲一句话。
He said,
弟兄,
my brother,
我就是这句话的见证。
I am the testimony of what I just said.
圣灵叫彼此的身体复苏过来。
That Holy Spirit will revive the dying body.
解释你两次，现在我告诉你，我就是这么解释。 I
tried to explain to you twice already. Let me tell you, I am this word. And I was greatly moved by what he said.
低头敬拜神啊。 And
I bowed to the Lord.
这是很好的回答呀。 What
a great reply.
我就是这句话的见证。 And
I am the witness of what I said.
这叫做自己所见证的道。 And
that is the word of our testimony.
水之于死也不爱惜乎。 And
they do not love their soul life even to the point of death. And they walk all the way of the applicable cross.
叫我的魂得救。 So
our soul can be saved. I need to deny myself constantly. And take up my own cross and follow the Lord. So that my soul can be saved. So that I can attend the wedding banquet of the Lamb. And there's another kind of ministers in the end days. And that is in the 3.5 years of tribulation. Who will be martyred for the Lord. And they are overcomers over the mark of beast. Over the mark of the beast, the image of the beast. And they will enter into God's
kingdom.
And being martyred is the fastest way to enter God's kingdom.
大部分的人都可以经过三年半。 And
I believe most of us will go through those 3.5 years.
我自己还在等候呢。 I'm
still waiting.
主保留着我这么三年半。 If
the Lord keep me alive, I'll go into those 3.5 years.
三年半是得胜的大机会啊。 And
that is a great opportunity to be an overcomer.
也是失败的大机会啊。 And
also an opportunity to be a failure.
逼迫空前的。 And
because the persecution will be great.
那个时候我们弟兄们弟兄们姊妹们都是彼此相连的。 And
at that time, brothers will love brothers.
我们真是要面对仇敌的最大的折磨了。Because
we are about to face the greatest persecution from the devil.
殉道的人都进主里。And
those who are martyred will enter into the Lord's kingdom.
这是幕后时代特别的神。And
this is another group of special overcomers. And then comes the time for his wedding banquet of the Lamb. And the kingdom of 1,000 years. And those raptured overcomers. They are blessed. They will be made holy. And they will not suffer the second death. And they shall rule with the Lord together for 1,000 years. And they will enjoy the blessings of the bride of the Lamb. And through the experience of our lifetime, and our experience of this lifetime will determine our glory in
eternity.
Brothers and sisters, let's encourage each other. I'm sharing these words, it doesn't mean I'm qualified. Or I have a pen when I share. But I'm just sharing with you the goal. Both you and I have to proceed. You have to pray for me and I'll pray for you. Children of God share the same life. We are not dividable. Let us pursue this hope of glory together. The glory of the overcomer. And that is the only hope of glory that we can pursue. Let's do not be left behind when he raptures us. Let us all partake in his wedding banquet. Let's all partake into his kingdom of 1,000 years. Well, use our time and follow the Lord.
We sang
148首，请世琴为我们演奏一句，我们就开始唱。
Today is the opportunity the Lord has given. This is the time that we encourage one another and pursue Him earnestly. We don't have much time left. Let's stand up and sing verse 2 and 3.
Oh,
too great.
你就向我们发出荣耀的呼召。
Therefore, give us this glorious calling, Lord.
我们愿意答应他的呼召。
And we are willing to answer your calling.
愿意付出最大的代价来跟随他。
We are willing to pay the greatest price.
用为我们同声开口祷告。
Jesus.Dear brothers and sisters, let us pray together.
求主保守我们，一生喜我们。
And ask the Lord to keep us and bless us all the days of our life.
赞美主，你荣耀的荣耀来呼召我们，
主啊，来
呼召我们一路向前而去，直到那天荣耀的早晨，你回来的日子，我们众生是一同的欢喜。哈利路亚。我们都要
喜乐，我们都要喜乐，
我们
都要喜乐，
我们都
要喜乐，
我们
都
要
喜乐，
我们
都
要
喜乐，
我们都要喜乐，
我们都要喜乐，我们都要喜乐，
我们
都
要喜乐，
我们都要喜乐，我们
都要喜乐，我们都要喜乐，我们都要喜乐，我们都要喜乐，我们都要喜乐，我们都要喜乐，我们都要喜乐，我们都要喜乐，我们
哈利路亚，praise
Jesus.
阿门，阿门。阿门，阿门。
有一天会发生在前进，全地的人都要看见，那荣耀的主将要在哪里？荣耀的主是，你要存在心里，你要行在神国，你也要告诉更多的人，叫你来预备好，让我再来。
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord,